Well, I'm here with Matt Giggs, estate agency guru. Overvaluing. Talk to me.
Well, it helps you in two ways. One, if you're going to an agent, if you're going to a listing and the vendor's already got it on the market and they've had it overvalued, you're a step closer to a sale, so that's really good news because your education and your explanation and the right series of questions will get that vendor to realise that they've had the wool pulled over their eyes, trust's gone, and you create the new path, which is to get the house sold. The other one is while you're in the listing. A lot of agents say to me, I'm not always the first one or the second one or the third. They're obsessed with their first, second or third.
Do you think that's important?
No, it's rubbish. What's the most important thing is the relationship connection you've got with that client. Do they trust you, yes or no? Do they want to use you, yes or no? I've asked many vendors over the years who said you're twice as much, three times as much as the other agent. I've said, who would you like negotiating your value? Now let's just look at value for a second. Your value is 400,000. You're going to give that to someone. It's between 0 and £400,000 to negotiate. Do you want to give it to the person who doesn't believe in themselves or the person that does? And every vendor wants you to work with them. If you're confident, that's the bit you've got to work on. When it comes to values, it's a very simple question. Are you looking to stay on the market for a long time and see how it goes? Or are you looking to test the market and get the best price a lot quicker? Straight in. Most vendors just want the best price.
That's a cracking line.
Mm. So what you do is you explain how you get the best price. It's that education. I know education, most people stopped when they were 16. But I'm going to be honest with you, you've got to start again. Let's tune back in, figure out what works for the clients, because at the end of the day, you have to work with these guys to get their best price. Putting it on for too much money and going down, 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 when if you put it on at the right price, you would have got a lot closer to that early doors. And great negotiators know, as you would, Chris, is once you've got the buyer interested, the work's done.
Scratch them up.
Absolutely. Do you not want it then? You know, you've told me, what are the emotional reasons for buying? What are your logical reasons for buying this property? So, are you prepared to pay this price? So, at the end of the day, great estate agency hasn't disappeared. I'm helping people to see that it hasn't disappeared. And I absolutely love great estate agency. We've got some great stories and we've shared a couple today. So.
Good stuff. So there you go, that's how you deal with that out of the value. Easy. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just on that, get the vendors to give you the price. Sorry, I should have said this at the start. I never tell a vendor the value. You're going to go, well, how do you not do that? Well, I present what's called comparisons. Comparisons that are on the market, in other words, they're competition, and comparisons that are sold. And all you do is you say, Chris, look, tell me which ones your property represents in terms of its similarities.
What, so you give them something that's lower than theirs?
They direct in.
And obviously a bit bigger.
Absolutely.
Or
and then we talk about testing the market, but we'll always agree at that moment, if anybody tells you a lot higher than this figure, what do you think they're doing?
You turn it around.
Massively.
Very clever.
So the beautiful thing is the vendor then knows the strategy of the agent. You know, at the end of the day, our promise to any vendor is to get them the best price. That's our absolute sole promise. It's not about what we charge. The irrelevance in charges, say for example in our local market, could be £2,000-£3,000 difference between the highest and the lowest. Well, if I can't negotiate £2,000-£3,000, then I shouldn't be doing my job.
No. Excellent. Thank you, Matt. Good stuff.
You're